Good morning. Today is a wonderful day with a good sunshine, with the beautiful flowers here and there on balconies and near and front of houses. It's so beautiful. It's a beautiful season, right? Yeah, so we are today celebrating a wonderful day, a wonderful season of Ascension. Ascension is one of the moving forward events that was coming after Easter. We have been that season of Easter, the whole journey, and we have not yet stopped because we are in the plan of God. Today is the commemoration of Ascension. The Ascension is in most parts in North America, in Canada, and elsewhere in the world. Also, tomorrow we have another break, is for Victoria Day, is it? It is. And next time it will be King's Day, right? It will, because we are always in that stop every time, because there's a purpose of God as we move forward. It's a wonderful period between Easter season and the Pentecost. Guess what? Ascension is the 40th day of Easter. It occurs 49 days after Easter Sunday. It commemorates 40th day after Jesus Christ's resurrection. Actually, Thursday, for some point, they commemorate 40 days. Jesus' ascension on Mount Olive, which is on the side east of the city of peace, which is Jerusalem. It is, for some reason, a changing history. Season of the waiting. It's a new chapter for the faith and trust in God. When God, the Father, decided to send down his only Son and begotten Son to live amongst us, therefore it was not easy to die for all, but he did it freely. It is a challenging decision at the challenging time. There was too much for some to doubt as well. To come and go shortly, it is not simple for the loved ones, such as Mary Magdalene, Peter, and others. It was not easy, for sure. Ascension and Pentecost are both calling each other as Christian followers of Jesus. We are taken to another level of faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Last week was a wonderful time of celebration, the Mother's Day. The church as community gathered, and the church where we met as men, women, youth, children as well, with the common goal of being witnesses of Jesus Christ and take the good news of Jesus Christ to those who were not exposed. Easter season is so huge, with feasts for the church, where we ask the question, What next? Which has been the same question with disciples that time during their time of waiting. It was not easy at all. Just hiding, fearful, with a lot of questions as followers of Jesus Christ. It was not easy. Some weeks back, it was a whole journey of passion, death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. As far as the Christian calendar is concerned, we are in the other period of asking again, what next? There is now the empty tomb. We are rejoicing, waiting from Jerusalem. What next? I'm not Thomas, and you are not Thomas either. But question prevails on the Ascension Day. Today, we have heard through the text in this morning from Acts and the Gospel. This morning about the Ascension Day, the day where we celebrate the elevation of our Lord Jesus Christ to heaven, back to the Father when he's going to prepare our place. The challenging question was that, was he uncomfortable? It's a question. To be back to the Father. Was the mission over? What next to those who were selected to be disciples? It was total confusion after resurrection sometimes. However, for those who knew his message and the message of prophets, it was clear to us because we are exposed. The mission of Jesus Christ to be fulfilled and inauguration of God's kingdom. And he will come again for sure on the judgment day. We can read on these points in Isaiah 53. It will give you a whole journey of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the reading of Acts this morning, the disciples were focused on Jesus' doing and taught. This is all about the mission of God to the people of God. Suddenly out there, after the passion, then shows himself alive. It was not easy for sometimes and for some people. There's new dynamics, new energy to share the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. They are like little ones asking, what next? Meaning they were not stable with other motives that we might ignore, such as position, rank, or leadership. However, Jesus tells them that the time and hour are not theirs to know. God the Father has set them by that the authority. We know it from Matthew chapter 24. At this read, that not even myself, said Jesus. Jesus did not dwell in that question at all. What next? Jesus' ministry was not like magician, if we think. All is set by God the Father, who sent him. We can also see that Jesus said to his disciples to love one another and stay there, especially in the city of Jerusalem. Jesus was very clear. He told them to love one another, at the same time to stay there in Jerusalem and wait his signal, to wait for his purpose. Which is there in the city of peace, they cannot forget what happened. Sometimes it's not easy to think. If you go back and remember what Jerusalem was that time, the whole journey of passion of Jesus, to reflect and go back, it's not easy for disciples to think about that. But he said that until you are clothed with the power of the Holy Ghost, in other words, wait here, don't go anywhere. Why not? It was not easy. Brethren, keep rooted in Jesus Christ. He never changed. He has good plans for whoever believed in him. It was really desperate with some confusion sometimes before it was easy to share about the power of the resurrection that was raised from the dead, which was not easy to witness and share to the people of their time that he ascended to heaven. It was all about faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus was not waiting them for fun. He was not torturing them at all. He loved them and he cared them and he was so compassionate. That was all about the kingdom of God, where peace, justice will always prevail. First, it was a way to empower them after all the trials and challenges they have been passing through, but it was a time for them to be empowered. With self-discipline during his physical absence, in the kingdom of God, nothing is got linearly. It's so dynamic. There are always ups and downs. But with faith, we move on. Secondly, Jesus did not want them to rush off in then, and then they would be doing it in their own strength, perhaps pursuing their own agenda and forgetting what their true mission of the kingdom of God and its purpose. Brethren, they have to wait for the promise, the one who will give more energy, new strength, the counselor, the advocator, the mediator for wonderful and effective reconciliation. But the gospel reading of this morning is very clear. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven, and they worshiped him. What does it mean? He left with peace. After blessing them, he withdrew and he left them with peace. God fulfilled his promise. It's not a matter of time, but God reaches. Today's church is well empowered by the Holy Spirit. The mission is still going on since 2,000 years ago. While returning to Jerusalem with great joy, they kept going to the temple and blessing God. Again, they were constantly devoted themselves in prayer. This time is not easy, but this time is a time fruitful one. The disciples were not going to sit and do nothing while they wait for him. They are going to be fruitful, productive in that time. They are going to keep them busy, not with mindless things and time-wasting activities, but with faith in action through worship and prayer as well. Brethren, today we are celebrating Ascension. It's another level of faith. Who have believed in Christ Jesus, the promise, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, he will send the Holy Ghost, the advisor and counselor and mediator. He will give God's people peace and joy from above. They will not be affected by any division in their time, by characterized by their peace of mind and unity among them. Ascension was creating a mixed feeling among disciples. He was elevated from their midst. Sometimes Peter was so close to Jesus and so courageous disciple. Thomas, who were doubting, also think of ourselves and sometime in some circumstances we feel like just doubting. Sometimes we feel like left aside, but God is always having his own plan. Many at this time in all over the world, they are gathering at this time and celebrating Ascension. May this season of Ascension leading to Pentecost gives us new ways of seeing things, living the Holy Spirit in making the life in Christ better, with joy and peace, through witness, like the first church. Today, you and I, we are advanced with a lot of opportunities to make the life better and to know Christ through faith in action, and let others know him with joy and peace. Amen.